Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann along with Dr. Wayne Anderson. And did you know that creating health in your life might be easier than you think? During today's show, we're going to show you how to take control over your health and teach you the habits of health necessary to live a healthier, longer life. You're not going to want to miss this show. It's never a great day to start a diet, but today's a great day to create the habits of health in your life. I'm Russ McCann. We're here with Dr. Anderson, leader of the nutritional and intervention in this country. Dr. A was one of the 10th board-certified physicians in critical care here in the United States. He is the executive director of the Health Institute, a training and certification organization in the emerging field of health coaching. He also serves as medical director for Medifast Incorporated. He's the author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Let me welcome my good friend, Dr. Wayne Anderson. Hello, Dr. A. How are you doing today?
Well, hi, Russ, and welcome, everybody, to this show. I'm real excited. This has been a great day. We've been out talking to people all around the country about creating health in their life, and just can't be more thrilled at the results we're seeing, Russ.
You know, it's pretty exciting when you're able to travel around the country and actually see firsthand the fruits of your labor, certainly writing the book, The Habits of Health, and what you're doing to help people. I know 3.5 years ago when you started down this path to create health in this nation, I got to be a part of it 3.5 years ago as I started down my journey. And it really didn't hit home for me until one of the things you kept saying over and over again, and that is, you know, can you eat every 3 hours? And it's just that simple, isn't it, Dr. A? Learning how to eat every 3 hours.
Well, yeah, it all really starts there. You know, one of the things I really pay attention to when we look at how do we help people get healthy in this crazy world we live in is that we look back at how we were designed. You know, the Celestial Committee on Design basically taught us how to scavenge and forage, and we were out all day long and grazing, and, you know, we didn't eat specifically three meals a day. Most Americans are skipping breakfast, and so thinking that somehow that by not eating breakfast that they're saving calories that they'll, you know, can use later on in the day to keep their weight under control, where the exact opposite is true. In fact, not eating breakfast is one of the independent data collection points for people that do not keep their weight off and actually regain their weight, or those that don't eat breakfast. And just by fueling your body every 3 hours, I mean, you may think, oh, my goodness, I don't have time to fuel it 3 times a day. But the point is, if you fuel it every 3 hours and you learn how to do that properly, and I know we're going to talk about that this afternoon, you're now putting your body back in balance. I mean, its metabolic rate is higher. It's able to process the foods more efficiently. Your energy level stays better. You feel better. Your cognitive skills, your ability to think are better. You don't have that, you know, that big lull after you have that lunch when you go out to lunch with your friends and then go back to the office and you need to now grab some coffee and a candy bar or something to keep you up. All that goes away, Russ.
Well, the assumption is that we want to stay up in the afternoon. I remember after some of those pretty boring board meetings and after lunch, I was actually ready to take a nap. So, you know, but it's, you know, one of those habits that, you know, we fall into. You know, we get up and we get going, we skip breakfast, we kind of work through lunch, or if we get a little snack just to eat while we're working, and by the time we get home, we eat that one big meal of the day, and we kind of seem to think, well, if I just eat that one big meal and it's relatively nutritious, that, you know, that's living a healthy life. And that's not really true, is it, Dr. A?
Well, no, it's the exact opposite, because there's just so many benefits of fueling your body every 3 hours. When you have that one big meal, what you've done is all day long, you put your body in a starvation mode. Its blood sugar goes down. And what happens is you add all these stress hormones, and epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol are all released. Your body's trying to equilibrate. It's trying to maintain balance. You're out there, you know, walking around, moving, you may be sitting more than you should, but you are consuming calories. And if you're not eating anything all day, or if you're worse, you're starting off the morning by having a donut and a cup of coffee, which many people do, unfortunately.
Sure.
You're actually stimulating your insulin, dropping your blood sugar, and then your brain creates these tremendous cravings, because the brain needs to have sugar. It needs to have a constant energy source. And when you don't provide it a constant energy source, it starts craving. And so then what happens is you've been all day long, you haven't been doing the right thing, you're not feeling yourself right, you're not going to feel that great. And then you have this massive meal, usually in the evening, you know, you come home and indulge in this huge feast, and the body's not prepared for it. It has to get up and do a lot more work from the standpoint of processing through it, and then you've got this huge amount of calories that are circling around in your blood, and because you usually have something sugary because you basically are craving it so bad, you're now in a fat storage mode. And 70 million Americans have insulin resistant or metabolic syndrome. That means a fourth of our population, because of their dietary intake, just like you said, the crazy chaotic American diet, they're not healthy, and they're headed towards disease.
Well, I know I was, and you know, 3.5 years ago when I went on this journey to get healthy, I really didn't think about foods all that often. I mean, I certainly was in the food business, but it was really about how can we make foods taste good so that consumers want to buy more, and it really started a vicious cycle, not only for, you know, the restaurant industry, but, you know, for my own life, and I had to get off that gravy train. You know, it just wasn't enough to put in a day's off, you know, put in a day at the office and then go home and eat one big meal a day. And then over time, at least in my own case, you know, I gained 75 pounds over about a 2 or 3 year period of time. And it was just, you know, a pound here and a pound there. And we just don't realize how fast it creeps up on us.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And the other part is, if you eat every 3 hours, basically, first of all, it'll help you lose weight. I mean, the people that eat smaller meals throughout the day, even the same caloric load, they lose more weight than those that don't. Second, it's going to control your hunger. You're not going to have that huge fluctuation. Third, it's going to reduce, as I mentioned, your blood insulin level, which is absolutely a tremendously critical part of fat storage and inflammation. It's going to lower your total cholesterol, reduce your LDLs, you know, your bad cholesterol. At the same time, it's going to reduce your apolipoprotein B, which is basically your very bad cholesterol. It's the parts that actually lay down and cause atherosclerotic changes or put people at higher risk for heart attack and stroke. It's going to lower your blood sugar, and all over it just has a dramatic stabilization of a lot of the parameters of our body. So it's the first thing that you need to do. And again, the antithesis of that is eating that one big meal, which we talked about, which is really putting you in a fat storage mode and not allowing your body to function properly. That's not how we're designed. We're designed to have many meals, many smaller meals throughout the day. So, you know, that's, and the other part is, as you know, the nutrient value, 10,000 years ago, our food was nutrient dense. I mean, it had a lot of different nutrients in it and very little calories because, you know, you didn't have refined processes.
Sure.
So the food had a lot less, but it had a lot more good things. Today, you look at our diet, the average American has over 2,000 calories of energy intake per day, and less than 1,000 of those calories, Russ, is actually nutritive. Most of it is full of high fructose corn syrup and unhealthy fats, most of the nutrients are missing.
You know, I'm glad you brought up nutrients. It's, you know, one of the things that I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about, and that is vitamins and minerals and things that I know we need in our daily diet. But, you know, I'm barraged almost every day by emails from vitamin companies wanting me to buy this vitamin and that vitamin. Are some of these, you know, does it really provide value when we take a one-a-day vitamin, or is there, you know, give us some kind of guideline in terms of what we should really take in terms of our daily consumption of vitamins?
Well, basically, let me just start off by saying taking a bunch of vitamins without paying attention to the other aspects of the habits of health and reaching a healthy weight and then learning the things that are necessary, by itself, they have little value.
Sure.
Because basically, you know, your body has processes, and if you're 50 pounds overweight, you know, going to the store and buying a bunch of vitamins thinking that all these things are going to help me, their effect is minimized. But there's no question that vitamin supplementation, mostly done, by the way, by eating vibrant, rich, colorful fruits and vegetables, eating healthy fish, eating lean meats and poultry, all those things provide many of those. In Chapter 20 of The Habits of Health, I really talk about being the best you can be, and certainly if you pay attention to the basics, you reach a healthy weight, you reach learn the things that are necessary to keep that weight off long-term through our B-Slim lifestyle and then the other habits of health. You learn to sleep better, have more energy. You're eating now healthy foods that are designed to eat healthy for life. There is some supplementation that might be helpful. But the point is just taking a vitamin, especially the most of that stuff you get over the counter, because most of it is actually put in a wax matrix. And one of the interesting things about that is if you look at people that work on the wonderful occupation of cleaning porta-potties, they find that a lot of those pellets, when they clean those things out and they get rid of the organic material, coming out of our rear end, so to speak, they find that there's all kinds of pellets at the bottom because many of those vitamins that you get literally aren't even bioavailable. They're not assimilated. They don't actually... they go right through our bodies and they don't even actually absorb properly. So the best way to get vitamins by far directly is through your nutrient-laden food. That's the first way. But beyond that, in Chapter 20, we talk about being the best you can be. We actually spend time analyzing, are there some things you can take? Yeah, omega-3s are great. Most of us aren't able to eat enough fish. Many of us eat inland. We're concerned that eating too much fish, depending on what the source is, might have lead in it. So one vitamin and basically omega-3, which is a very powerful antioxidant that I recommend is getting the proper fish oils, and to get those omega-3 specifically are the ones that are the healthiest for you. So that's where it starts, Russ. But beyond that, some of the things, vitamin D, gosh, we can get that through just getting outside. And there's just so many things we can do if you're willing to read. That chapter 20 in the book, The Best You Can Be, really hits out and gives an outline for people along with a companion guide, allows them to now reach out and actually figure out what do they need, what are the areas they could maybe supplement in. But certainly just shotgunning, you don't want to do that.
I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. And when we come back, we're going to spend more time talking about how to create optimal health in your life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk Radio Show. I'm Russ McCann, and we've been talking about how to create optimal health. But when, you know, we're gonna come back to that. But I'd like to invite you to take Dr. Anderson's health quiz right on our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Make sure you send us an email and let us know how we can help you by dropping us a line at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. And you can also reach us by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778, and we'll help put you on a path to creating optimal health in your life. Dr. A, I know we were talking about vitamins and eating three times, you know, every 3 hours, and really avoiding that one big meal a day, and a couple of the other kind of concepts that I've wrestled with over the years. You know, I've heard, you know, people say if you just avoid, you know, things that are white in general in terms of our diet, you know, things like white flour and rice and sugars and salts, and maybe even avoiding the potatoes, but things that are white almost kind of sound like they're not really all that good for us.
Well, that's absolutely true, Russ. You know, in terms of just kind of categorizing them, the easy one is salts. Basically, salt was used to preserve food, and until the beginning of the 20th century, it was actually very effective because it would actually keep the food from rotting, it would keep the bacterial levels down, and it was an important piece of protecting foods. And because we didn't get that much salt beyond it, it was actually a way to make sure we got enough salt. But that's times are certainly gone. 93% of our food is processed, and it is laden with salt. And that salt is not there because it's needed. It's there because it creates a taste profile, and it gets people the desire to want more. Did you ever wonder why there's salt in ice cream and sugar in deli meats? It's because they're manipulating the taste profile because it creates a need to satisfy those, and people eat more. I mean, the whole food technology and food science is based around knowing that if we don't satisfy the 52 different chemical receptors, that basically we don't have satiety or fullness. So salt basically is something that's probably causing 90-95% of hypertension or high blood pressure is secondary to basically what we call essential hypertension. And there's no question because we have such a high diet of sodium chloride or the salt, normal salt, you see. So one of the things to start off with people should do, obviously, is eat, you know, potassium chloride. You know, change the actual element that's being consumed, and that allows the body to offload some. The second thing is try to stop eating salt. Don't add salt to your food. There's no reason to add salt. There's so much salt in our food already. No reason to add salt. And in general, the new guidelines have come out, but we like to keep our sodium load, you know, below 20, around 2,500 milligrams or 2.5 grams of salt per day. And if you look, it adds up pretty quickly. So the salt's by itself. But the other part is, as you said, all the white stuff. All that stuff means that we've now taken rice or different carbohydrates, including potatoes or just sugars in general, and we refined them and taken them to the point where now they are very high glycemic. What that means is when you eat those, your blood sugar goes up rapidly. It elevates your glucose, and as your glucose goes up, your insulin level goes up. Your insulin level goes up, but the substance of these are not sustainable. So your blood sugar goes way up, and then it drops way down because you've now loaded up with something that isn't absorbed slowly. So they're very rapidly absorbed. And what ends up happening is your insulin level goes up, your blood sugar goes down, and it sets up what we were talking about earlier, Russ, all the cravings here, because your brain needs to maintain a normal blood sugar. So it's got you out craving for those, you know, whatever it is, those sugary sweets or treats, or certainly around Valentine's Day, people are going to be eating even those little hearts that have the language on them saying, maybe I need to write a War and Peace here, you know, to get full.
Right. You know, the concept of eating rice, too. You know, you look at some Asian diets, and they eat a lot of rice, and they tend to be a little bit more healthy, but they're eating a different kind of rice than what we're used to eating over in the States. I know I had seen a television program that you had done talking about kind of preparing a healthy meal, and it was a lean protein, some spinach, and some brown rice, which I thought was kind of an interesting concept because I really hadn't eaten much brown rice until I saw that on your program. In addition to that, you had a nice glass of red wine, and here was a meal that I might have avoided in the past. It was, you know, less than 500 calories, and too many times I think we sit down to eat a big meal, and we're consuming, you know, even 2,000-3,000 calories at a dinner meal, and that's definitely not good. How can we create more of these 500-calorie meals to help us, you know, create this life of optimal health we've been talking about?
Well, not to promote the book, but the book basically what we did was we looked at there's three ways to do it. One is use meal replacements in the front end, and the meal replacements are clearly a really simple entry point because they're controlled aliquots of food. They're around 100 to 110 calories, and what they do is they provide a low glycemic meal for you. So that's the first part. The second part is to know that if you use a visual plate system, we talk about it in chapter 9 and 10 in the Habits of Health, it's basically taking a 9-inch plate, dividing it 50% into fruits and vegetables, 25% into starch, and 25% into protein. I designed it like that, so it really kind of paralleled the normal American fare. That's what most Americans eat. And then the third part is to have a color-coded system so that you're picking things that literally fit within that system. So we just, in other words, low glycemic food, you can eat much more of that, and it's not going to turn on your insulin or fat storage. So if you look in the book, in chapter 9, you'll see that it's a whole bunch of color-coded charts. And what I say is if you stay in the deep green, you're going to be lean, because even including fruits, vegetables, I mean, if we look at fruits such as olives, avocados, limes, lemons, raspberries, blackberries, grapefruit, cherries, and tomatoes, they all have low glycemic indexes under 30, which means they're not going to raise your blood sugar. But if we look at high glycemic foods such that are in the red charts, such as apricots, bananas, blueberries, cantaloupe, kiwi, grapes, mango, melon, pineapple, and watermelon, you can certainly have those occasionally or mix them with things that are different protein sources. But you don't want to have those every day because they're very high glycemic. And you may think, wait a minute, I read in a magazine that blueberries are good. Well, they're great. They're wonderful. But they're full of sugar and they're high glycemic. And by themselves, if you're at a healthy weight and you're having them on a shredded wheat that doesn't have any sugar added to it, boy, that's a great combination. And you're actually modifying their glycemic index. So it's really important. It's a real simple way to have people use a color-coded system, Russ, and portion control by using the plate with visual analog. You know, a person should have about starch about the size of a tennis ball, your protein source about the size of a deck of cards, and your fruit and vegetables should be about the size of a small or medium-sized novel that you get a paperback novel. So we make it really easy for people, Russ, to make sure that they're actually having fun, enjoying all the flavors and tastes they want, but making it so they're not stimulating fat storage or inflammatory response or any of the things that are habits of disease.
Doctor, I'm glad you brought up the book. I wanted to remind listeners that they can get a copy of Dr. A's book, The Habits of Health, along with a companion guide by just going to our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the very front cover, you'll see a cover of Dr. A's book, and right below it, it says Order Dr. A's Habits of Health. I would certainly encourage you to get it. Not because we're trying to push a lot of book sales. In fact, that's farther from the truth. What we're really trying to do is to move your life forward in such a positive way. And what I like about your book, Dr. A, is it's really simple. It's an easy read, and you have color-coded charts that have really made it simple for us to eat, you know, eat properly, and not only eat properly, but really put our whole life in motion in terms of, you know, even dry cleaning. I was so amazed that here you're trying to tell us how to go to the dry cleaner a little bit more healthy. You know what, we've got to sleep right, and we've got to move, and we've got to be more active, and we've got to get the right vitamins and nutrients in our diet. And you've made it really, really simple through your book, The Habits of Health. Thank you so much for writing it.
Well, you're welcome, Russ. And the nice thing is, listen, you're absolutely right. Our goal here is not to sell books. In fact, you can go to the website you mentioned and go on and really download the color-coded charts. You can do these things without buying the book. We want you to get healthy.
You bet. And thanks for bringing that up. I forgot to mention that. You know, this concept of fueling is using portion control meal replacements. You know, it's really, really hard in a busy schedule to really find six healthy meals without, you know, actually it's just impossible to do it without portion control meal replacements, I think, if somebody's really living an active lifestyle. Give us kind of an idea in terms of what a typical day should look like from beginning to end in terms of how we should fuel our body.
Well, basically, you know, again, there's two different parts. If you need to reach a healthy weight, we have a tremendous system called through our Metafest meal replacements called the 5-in-1. And, you know, I'm the medical director of the company. I basically find them very effective. We certainly teach you in the book how to do it without getting the meal replacements. But for most people, you know, it's a chaotic life. It's tough to overcome that, the logistical barriers of getting started. Plus, it's a lot to learn right from the beginning. And so we like to teach you, as we said, in baby steps. So I like to use the meal replacements, Russ. You can pick 70 different product lines. And what you do is you eat every 3 hours, you have one lean and green meal, and you'll start losing on average 2 up to 5 pounds per week using our Metafast 5-in-1 and our lean and green, which makes it a great start. But beyond that, what's great is the fuelings. There's over 100 fuelings in the book. It talks about making sure you pay attention to the details. And if you're willing to do that, you'll find it doesn't take very long. I mean, I've now been subscribing to this. I lost 27 pounds almost 10 years ago. And I keep that weight off. I travel around the country. I'm getting ready to get on a plane in the morning. And I was at a TV interview for a major network this morning, and just a lot of stuff going on. And I make sure I eat every 3 hours. And I do that through using the meal replacements when I don't have access. And when I have access, like, for instance, if I'm at my home, I have all kinds of neat fuelings that I talk about in the book, everything from nice roasted almonds to an apple to, you know, once you reach your healthy weight, there's almost an unlimited amount of small 100-calorie snacks that you can eat throughout the day that can fuel you, turn off your hunger, create satiety, and make you feel great at the same time, giving your body the constructs it needs. Remember, the body has inherent capacity to heal itself. If you eat the right things, put it in the right structure, start moving more, handle your stress, and make sure you're protecting yourself against your environment. Absolutely, dry cleaning, the bags come from the dry cleaner. You don't want to hang those in your closet because they hold in the perfluorocarbons and the things that are out there that are potentially inflammatory. So one of the simple things is just, you know, we'll just tell them today is take them out of the bag and let them breathe.
It's just amazing what you've done in your book to help us move our life forward. You're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk, and we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll explore more about creating the habits of health with our special guest today, certified health coach, just an amazing man, a great friend. I know a good friend of yours, Dr. Anderson, Dan Bell, is going to be on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Great.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk radio show with Russ McCann. We've had Dr. Anderson on the show this afternoon. What a delight it's always to have him back on the program. We have with us one of our special friends, Dan Bell, certified health coach. He and his wife, Mary, live in Atlanta, just there in Georgia. And it's my distinct pleasure to have you on the show, Dan. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome, Russ. It's my pleasure to be on the show.
You know, there's a couple of people that you experience in life that really move your life one direction or the other. And I know Dr. Anderson and you personally have moved my life in such a positive way in terms of creating the habits of health and really helping us as health coaches learn the things that we need to learn in order to help such a large number of people. And I'd like to thank you so much personally for what you've done in my life. And I'd like you to share a little bit about, you know, kind of the habits of health system and the role of a health coach and how that's not only changed my life personally, but how you're helping others, you know, move their life forward using the system.
Well, okay, I'd love to do that. Russ, you know, it's a very interesting thing we do as health coaches because what we are, we're guides, you know, we're friends, we help people, we empower people to move their lives forward, and it's a very, it's a wonderful profession to be involved in. And, you know, from the way it looks, I think, from the standpoint of the client who comes on our program and follows this system is they have someone, their health coach is a guy that helps them through this process. And most of the time, the person that helps them has already had a personal experience like you've had. They've lost weight. Yeah. They've gotten healthy. They've learned the habits of health. They're moving towards optimal health in their life. And their outlook on life is pretty positive. So, you know, when somebody is going through the process, they know that they have someone that they can rely on, that's there to support them, you know, and to kind of hold the mirror up, you know, and make them accountable for their own health, but also show them a way.
You know, it's amazing you say that, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror, you know, at the very beginning of this journey, you know, we look at ourselves physically and sometimes we don't see the best picture of health. And we certainly often disguise the mirrors or move the mirrors so that we don't get to see ourselves very often. And I think one of the things that my health coach said at the very beginning is, you know, Russ, take a good before picture, not to remind you of what you look like today, but it's encouragement as you go through this journey in creating health. And as you physically begin to alter the way you look, you'll be amazed at this transformation. I know in my own situation, I had a buddy of mine take a picture of me sitting around a dolphin tank getting ready to swim with the dolphins in Mexico. And I, at the time he took the picture, I didn't really care for it all that much. But now looking back at this journey, it's just really a good reminder that, you know, it's a life that I'm not going back to. And I think in terms of being a health coach, Dan, you know, many people that become health coaches not only do it because they love to help others, but they're sharing their own personal experience in such a personal way that you help people get healthy, but you also create long-term personal relationships. Have you found that to be true as well?
Oh, that is absolutely true. And, you know, I always say that, you know, people are more alike than we're different. You know, the human experience, you know, we all have to go through this thing called life. And a lot of the things that we experience in life are similar. And when you... when you look at someone who is, you know, struggling with their health, and in many cases, people, you know, have given up in terms of believing that they can really get healthy. They feel that they're relegated to a life of being overweight or being tired or having to take medications. And when they kind of get this in this possibility in their head, and they start to you know, envision where they can be. You know, it really begins with understanding your current reality, taking a picture of where you are, and that's not just a physical picture, but a mental assessment of where you are, but more importantly, looking at where you want to go and getting a vision of where you want to go. And a lot of, you know, in the beginning, sometimes I think, Russ, people don't feel that they can do that, or they don't believe necessarily that can happen to them.
Right.
And because they work with a health coach, as somebody that's been through that process, you know, who's gone through that, you know, that personal journey and comes up alongside of them, and, you know, and supports them through that process, all of a sudden, like you said, that, you know, that before picture, that, you know, that they've taken all of a sudden becomes a very motivational thing because they really, it's kind of like a, you know, a caterpillar coming out of the cocoon, you know, and becoming a butterfly and just kind of changing their stars. But I think, you know, you talk about developing the relationships in that process, people you do create close relationships. But the whole thing is, you know, is that with our system, what we do and what we try to help people to help them get it's a different orientation. You know, when people look at a situation where they're overweight or they're on medications or you know they're tired or whatever it is that the condition they're in, you know, if the issue is overweight, what a lot of people try to do is they try to diet. They try to problem solve the issue. They try to, you know, they try to make fat go away. And that doesn't work long term. What does work long term is changing their orientation so that they can, you know, they can start to visualize what they can become and look at, you know, look at a target of becoming optimally healthy, versus being in a state of, you know, of sickness. And so if your goal, if the process is to move you towards optimal health, losing weight is just part of that process. And if you have a guide, if you have a coach, somebody that is supporting you, that, you know, that stands there with you, who's been through this process, it makes that journey easier, and that's where those close relationships come.
You know, often we think about losing weight, and one of the things that we think about certainly in the month of January is joining the gym and hiring a fitness trainer to get in and help us, you know, get healthy. And I really didn't ever hear about a health coach. It was always about a fitness trainer. And I know you've been such an instrumental part over the last 10 years at creating this career path. And really a whole career model that helps people not only change their life from a physical standpoint of getting healthy, but in the process of helping others and becoming a coach themselves, you've really developed a unique model that helps move people's life forward in more than just a physical way. And maybe for the people that are listening on the program today, share with us a little bit about, you know, your vision and the inception of creating the health coach career. And I know you certainly created a whole platform. Much of the materials that we as coaches use to coach our clients, you were instrumental in creating. Maybe just help the listeners who may not be familiar with what it is we do as a coach and how the whole process came to be.
Well, it is health coaching is an emerging industry, and it's certainly a needed one when you look at across the demographics of the United States with over two-thirds of us overweight. I mean, people need help, and certainly they're not going to, you know, we're not going to solve it through the healthcare system, because by the time people get in the healthcare system, they're already sick. So what we do is, again, we focus, you know, on trying to get people healthy. So in the inception of this, you know, when you look at the concept of optimal health, you know, what does that mean to be optimally healthy? And certainly the physical portion of that is one thing. But if people are unhappy in their career path, if they don't have meaning and fulfillment, if you know they're stressed out in their job or they're working too many hours or you know they're just things about what they do that's not making them happy, even though they're physically happy or physically well, they may not be mentally well. And then on the other side of that, if you throw the equation of their financial status, there's a lot of folks, particularly in the last few years, have really been struggling in the, you know, this economic downturn.
Right.
And, you know, if people are behind on their bills or their credit cards or, they have lost their jobs or fearful of losing their jobs or they've lost their retirement and so forth, again, we can get them physically healthy. But if they're not financially healthy, that's not a good thing. So with the inception of health coaching, what we wanted to do is to create a model of business where, you know, people from their basic good nature, they're, you know, a lot of the folks that are health coaches are sort of altruistic and people motivated. They're not necessarily financially motivated. They found a good thing, they got healthy, and they decided to become a coach to pay it forward. So, you know, in doing that, obviously they're reinforcing their own decision to stay healthy because they're now teaching people how to create health in their own lives, so they become really a model, an example to do that, and it actually helps them in their own journey. The second thing it does is it creates a situation where they get a lot of what we call psychic currency, because if you've helped somebody, you know, get off four medications or lose 50 pounds or 100 pounds, you know, they are very grateful to you for doing that. And there's something in the human spirit that resonates with when you've come alongside somebody and you've shared with them your knowledge and your caring, and you've helped them in their path. They had to do the work themselves, but you as their guide, you as their support system have done that. It's a wonderful thing. And the other thing that we've done, just without really, what's interesting about the health coaching that we do is that our clients don't pay for that. People, we get paid to coach, and we get paid well to be coaches. But when people are on our system, what they're doing is they're basically purchasing meal replacements. They have to buy food anyway; it's roughly the same cost. So the economics worked out where that there's no additional cost for the client, yet the health coach who is actually supporting that client can do very well financially. So it kind of is, our business model is unlike anything else that I've ever seen out there. We kind of created a new model of business, and what's happened is that, we're now able to touch people not just on the physical side, but also on the other two areas that may be important to them in their life. And so that's why I think when you say that it's unique and so forth, it really is.
I know in my own experience, having been in the corporate world, I knew that at the end of the day I did a good job and I cared about people and I helped develop careers and really put people on a path that allowed them to earn money for their family and feel good about the job that they did. But until I physically got healthy and had my health coach introduce me to the idea of being a coach and helping some of the people that worked for me and that I came in contact with change their life from a health perspective, I really didn't understand when people said to me, does your job provide you with meaning and purpose and fulfillment? And while I enjoyed what I did and I was good at what I did, at the end of the day, if people were to say to me, Dan, Russ, you did a good job. You provided for your family, and wow, you were a good manager. You really didn't have much in the way of a legacy to live behind. And what's neat about what we're doing at the Habits of Health in conjunction with Take Shape for Life and MetaFast is that we get to influence people's lives in a way that really provides long-term meaning and purpose and a legacy. I know in just a short time I've been a coach over the last 3 years, I've had the influence of helping over 7,000 people create health in their life. I couldn't have done that in my typical world of being in corporate America. And that's what's so unique about what we're doing to really help a nation move forward and using the Habits of Health system that Dr. Anderson created. And I'd like to thank you so much for creating this business model, allowing people to really move their life forward in such a positive way. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Russ. And if you look at life, and you look at when are people most happy? They're most happy when they're in the process of accomplishing something, when they're
right.
Where they're in a creative state in their life. And a lot of times people feel like they can't create, and what we've done is we have enabled them to create health and then to create a broader horizon if they want to.
You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk Radio Show, and we're going to take a quick break and come back with Dan Bell, Certified Health Coach, and hear more about creating optimal health in your life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for some of the most insightful Health Talk radio program found on the airwaves. I'd like you to visit our website if you get a chance at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Send us a quick email letting us know how you're doing, and if you're showing signs of really creating health in your life and would like to get connected to a certified health coach, send us a quick email at optimalhealth@hohtalk or give us a call after the show at 401-388-0778. We've had our special guest today is Dan Bell, who's been an instrumental part in creating what we now know as a coaching network. Dr. Anderson and Dan in their creation of the Habits of Health and a system that helps move people's life forward in such a dramatic way. Dan, I'd like you to maybe just spend a few seconds in kind of closing talking about how people can really create health by first getting healthy and then maybe considering the opportunity to be a health coach and move their life forward and really leave a legacy behind.
Okay, Russ. Well, you, obviously it starts with somebody taking personal accountability and control of their life and really focusing on what matters most to them in their life, moving forward in terms of their health. And once you've done that, what will happen, not only will you get a personal, physical transformation when that occurs, but other people, you'll actually become an example for other people. And at that point, you might want to consider becoming a coach so that you can pay it forward like so many of us have done. If you look at the United States right now, our country ranks number 37, I believe it is, in terms of our overall health of our citizens. And it's primarily, as Dr. A would talk about, it primarily is a result of the poor lifestyle choices we make. And so we really feel as an organization of coaches, that we can do something to stem this tide of obesity and poor health in the country. So, it might be something if you decide to create health in your life, check out a certified health coach who can help you. And then who knows, you might at some point in time want to join us and help us get America healthy.
And Russ, Dan, thank you so much for being on the show today and creating a vision for people that, not only can we get healthy in our own life, but we can have a large influence by helping others. Thank you so much for your time today and for your leadership and your personal friendship. I value what we are creating together to help create a healthier America. Thank you so much, Dan, for being on the show.
You're welcome, Russ, and thank you for your leadership in this movement.
Great. What I'd like to do for the rest of the time that we have together is talk a little bit about specifically how the program works and how we can create health in your life by making just a simple decision to get healthy. It all starts with a simple decision to create health in your life. As Dr. Anderson was talking earlier in the program, currently we consume far more calories than we get rid of in this. Done that. I know I gained 75 pounds over a short period of time by just eating the wrong kinds of foods and not getting enough sleep and not being more physically active. And so this is where most of us find ourselves. And what we're going to do by putting you on this 5-in-1 program that Dr. A was talking about earlier in the show is we're going to teach you a system that allows you to eat 6 times a day, one every 2 to 3 hours. And as you begin leveling out your blood sugar levels, you'll learn that you won't be hungry, you'll have a burst of energy, and you'll have a life that will begin to move forward as you lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week on the 5-in-1 plan. You'll have a gap between the calories that you're consuming and what you do every day in terms of your physical activity. And as you lose weight and get to a healthy weight, once you reach a healthy body mass index of around 24, we start moving your life forward by becoming more physically active and transitioning to more whole foods, eating more of the fruits and vegetables that Dr. A was talking about, really watching our portions in terms of lean protein and eating the right kinds of starch in order to really have a nutritious, balanced, whole foods, healthy meal. And when we do this, we're balancing our calories in and calories out and living what we call the BSLIM lifestyle. And BSLIM is an acronym that was created by some research that shows people that have lost weight and kept their weight off over time did something different than 85% of the people that actually go on a diet, lose weight, and gain their weight back. And the difference was this acronym that was created called BSLIM. And B stands for breakfast, the most important meal of the day. It gets your metabolism going. It gets your brain fueled with all the things that it needs. It begins moving your life forward and leveling out those blood sugars. And so breakfast is a key component of helping you create health in your life. E is for exercise. You know, not only becoming physically active and building muscle maybe in a gym, but something as simple as taking the stairs or, you know, parking out further from the grocery store rather than arguing over that front parking space. Go park in the very back and walk to the store and do your shopping. And don't just leave the cart in the middle of the parking lot, but actually bringing the cart up and giving it to the official greeter and actually spending more calories in exercise and activity and becoming physically fit. And so exercise becomes a key component of people that lost weight and kept the weight off long term. S is for support. We've been talking all about that this afternoon with Dan in terms of your health coach, certainly much of the network that you create in your family and friends. As you begin to create this healthy lifestyle, you begin to surround yourself with like-minded people who are really focused on creating health in their life as well. The L and B Slim is about low-fat and low-calorie meals 5 to 6 times a day. People that lost weight and kept the weight off long-term created this long-term strategy of eating small meals more often. We were talking about fuelings in the middle of the afternoon and making sure to eat a good healthy lunch and a good healthy dinner. The I is an individual plan where you get to create at the beginning of the day, what am I going to consume today in the way of food, and what am I going to expend in terms of energy? And so going into the day with a strategy, with a plan in terms of knowing what you're going to eat so that you don't get caught off guard and get out shopping somewhere and realize that you have not prepared, that you're not prepared and have a good healthy meal, and so then you shortcut and go through the drive-thru. That's definitely not a habit of health. That's a habit of disease. And people that were effective at losing weight and keeping the weight off and creating health in their life talk and plan often about what they're going to do each day. And the M and B Slim is about monitoring. You know, many of us stand on a scale at least once a week. And for those of you that are really into the numbers and stepping on the scale every day, it's, you know, it goes beyond a scale. It could be a belt that all of a sudden it gets a little tight or a blouse that just doesn't seem to fit quite right. And as you begin to experiencing these changes in your physical body, begin to become more physically active, reduce the number of calories, back on the 5-in-1 plan so that you're able to maintain a healthy weight for a long period of time. And this is a whole philosophy that we will teach you as coaches to begin to balance your calories in and calories out and live an amazing life. You know, Dr. Anderson created the Habits of Health, a great text for creating health in our life, and it goes beyond just eating. It really helps us learn how to utilize sleep and the areas of motion in our life, even how to go to the dry cleaner, as we were talking about earlier. But it really starts with really being prepared for your journey, making the decision to create health in your life, and then connecting with the health coach that maybe asked you to listen to this program today Or if you're listening to the show and you don't have a health coach, I would encourage you to get in contact with us here at the station at habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can click on the Get Started Today link, fill out some information. We'll get in contact with you and begin to set your life in motion as you begin this journey of optimal health. You know, it's about reaching a healthy weight and then moving your life through these habits of health, through a system that really goes beyond food and beyond nutrition, but really creating fulfillment in your life so that you are contributing in all areas, and then optimizing your life so that you live a longer and healthier life. You can contact us after the show at 401-388-0778. You can also send us a quick email at optimalhealth@hohtalk, and we will be more than happy to help you down this path by first helping you reach a healthy weight and then teaching you the habits necessary to create long-term health in your life. You know, it's always an exciting time. I'd certainly like to thank Dr. Anderson for being a part of our show today. Dan Bell, our guest, who has really been an emerging breath of fresh air as we begin to create health and the health coaching career path. I know both Dan and Dr. A, very, very good friends, and we're very privileged to have them on the show today. Thank you so much for being on the show. I've had a wonderful time. Certainly join us next Wednesday right here at 12 o'clock noon on the West Coast, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for more from Dr. A. And our special guest next week, you're not going to want to miss him, is Kevin McCarthy, author of the book, The On Purpose Person, where you will begin to create not just health in your life, but really create meaning and purpose as you begin to move your life forward. Remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.